It means a lot, and quite often you'll find that some of our young people will identify very strongly with our project by virtue of the fact that it is a mixed project. It's mixed on all different types of lines. I mean, we have currently in Belfast about 45 members who come down on a regular basis, and we've just done a quick audit of who they are, and 10 of them come from the Protestant community, 15 of them come from the Catholic community. We have one young Muslim, one Russian Orthodox, and then everybody else is designated as other, in as much as there's insufficient information on their application forms or by definition what school they go to determine what religion they are. Often they will be kids who are attending integrated schools. Integrated schools in Northern Ireland make up less than 3% of the total school population. But we would have a large number of young people in our project who attend integrated schools. So they identify strongly with the idea that they're part of a network of Children's Express projects. We call them Bureau. There's two here in Northern Ireland, one in Belfast, one in Derry. We also have an office in Islington in London and a project in Newcastle on Tyneside. And they identify with the fact that they're part of a network, a bureau, and, if you like, a national, though we would say international, organisation. And it's important for them in other ways. It's important too because in order to do story work, they have to work in teams. And quite often, actually, that's the hardest thing to teach young people. Not the journalism, not the editing. It's actually just team working, because the school curriculum here is very much about what you achieve as an individual, not what you achieve in a team. They come because they're interested in politics. They're interested in the media in general. They're interested in rock. They're just interested in meeting other people. And that's they apply, and we have a waiting list, and about every 2 months we hold an induction day and bring on another 5 to 10 young people. We say that we provide a programme of learning through journalism for young people aged 8 to 18. In practice, I have nobody younger than 10, and the vast majority of our young people will be of secondary school age. 50% of them will be 15 plus, and they attend on a regular basis, at least once a week. Many of them have been with me 2-3 years and more. That's a positive thing and a negative. A positive in as much as you get to do a lot more with them, you can see them develop and grow, and they can move to a situation where they are virtually self-programming in determining the stories that they want to research and write, or the documentary films they want to make. But the negative of that would be just very, very simply that there would be a long waiting list of young people waiting for a space to become available.